get a training session in and get to know the boys a little bit better?
Yeah, we kind of, I was able to pick up on what they put in the pre-season. Obviously, a few little adjustments, but I think the more sessions we have together, it will improve. So I've had two good sessions with them now. That was probably our first solid hit out with them. So it's been going good.
That game on the weekend, did you think you'd get more minutes, or were you just unknown of what you were going to get?
It was just totally unknown, just depending on how the game was going, I guess. And I knew I wasn't going to come in and play 20 minutes a game, just because they've been rolling for probably a month and a half now. And as soon as you throw someone else in there, it kind of disturbs what's going on out there. So I wasn't coming in expecting to play big minutes at all. So it'll probably be like that over the next two games as well, until I get more accustomed to the timing of our offense and what's going on. So I think it'll continue that way for a couple of games.
What's your expectation as a player in this team? I mean, it's a bit of a change to what Matty Knight offered this lineup.
Yeah, you're not going to get a back-to-the-basket player in me. I think you're going to get a lot of floor spacing. I'm going to get some open shots. I'm probably going to have to take some contested shots at times, but hopefully not. But I think it's just going to make life a little easier on BC, JP, when they get into the lane trying to make plays, knowing that they have a shooter out there. But like I said, it's going to come with the timing and of how we're running things, and it probably won't develop as quickly as we'd like, but that session was pretty good. We got it going early, so hopefully we can keep advancing on that.
Is that your main sort of role you see, to open it up a bit for JP and Bryce?
Absolutely. I guess that's what I was brought here to do. That's what I'm known for, is my shooting. And if they help on Bryce and JP, then it leaves me open. And if I can consistently knock down that three like I have over the past few years, then it's going to be very dangerous for us. And obviously, they'll have to make adjustments, and it'll probably open it up for the other guys.
Is a road trip a good thing, given, you know, you've been only here a short time, but getting on the road and bonding with them as well in a doubleheader as well?
Yeah, it can only help. I mean, the more time you spend around them, the more you talk about each other, basketball, it's going to come pretty naturally. And although I had the month here in the pre-season, so I guess it's just building on from that, and I kind of took a one-month vacation, you could look at it, I guess.
All right. You wouldn't have, Derek obviously wasn't cleared during the pre-season. I think JP was here when you were here, so it would be a different look to what you actually experienced at the time.
Yeah, those guys weren't cleared at that stage. I hadn't played with them, so I think playing with JP is the one I need to try and pick up on, and he's a really good passer. I found that out today, just the way he can find me outside that three-point line. So I'll keep gelling with him, and hopefully we keep finding the ball flying towards me from his hands and knock down some shots for him.
You've played a lot of basketball. Where does Bryce Cotton rank as a point guard, and how much better a player can you be maybe around person like him?
Bryce is really intelligent. I've found that out, and just the way he moves and the way he talks, the way he carries himself, he's not a guy who's out there always talking, getting guys going, but he just knows what he has to do. He knows his role, the plays he needs to make for himself and others, and he just plays very intelligent, and he knows what has to be done, where the ball needs to be and when it has to be there. So he's really smart.
There was an edge to training today. It just felt different. Dexter and Lucas having a crack at each other. They're very competitive in general. They're saying some strange stuff about Dive Straits and Culture Club and Wayne Gretzky. Did you sense it was not your average training session?
I wouldn't know too much, but I think there was a little talk there between Dex and Wax, but I mean, it's great for the team. If you're not talking, you're just running through the motions, you're not hitting each other, then I guess you're not being very competitive, you're not helping your teammate out. So I mean, iron sharpens iron, and if you're going at each other, we're going to get stronger. And I mean, I think Trev's always going to have his weird quotes and words, but I think it lightens up the practice a little bit. But if we can keep going at each other, it'll keep us focused.
You obviously went hit the first one, but then the second loss to New Zealand, this team doesn't lose often.
Mm.
Have you felt that the blokes are sick of having those two losses in a row?
Yeah, I noticed it a little bit. Just guys, I guess, weren't as chirpy or up and about, but That changed really quick as soon as we started practice. It's like we totally forgot about it after our film session we had. We knew what we had to improve on and what we need to work on. So as soon as we stepped on across those lines, it felt like we kind of won two in a row, just the way we were acting, the way we were practicing, and how intense it was.
What are those things that you need to work on for Friday night?
A lot of discipline stuff. Sticking to the scout. There was instances there when we let Penny and Abercrombie get wide open shots in both games. And if we can stay disciplined, stick to the scout, then I think that was one of the biggest reasons why, I guess, we weren't able to come out on the right side of that scoreboard in both those games.
What pressure comes with a player who comes into a team five rounds in and he's known as a shooter, and we expect you pretty much to hit every shot that you're going for? What sort of pressure, and how do you embrace that?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's there. I mean, I guess it's anywhere you go, and if you're known as your shooter and that's your job, then you're expected to do your job. And obviously you're going to have bad days at work sometimes, but you just keep working at it. You keep shooting, put in the extra work, and eventually it's just going to be a mindset. It's going to come naturally. But I mean, that's what I'm here to do. So if I'm out there and I'm not shooting the ball, then I'm not doing my job. So I gotta get them up.
Have you noticed the difference coming from playing in Townsville, which was probably one of the more dysfunctional front offices, to now coming in? What's the difference you've noticed with the Wildcats front office?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say they're dysfunctional. I'd say we're limited resources.
Yeah.
But I think this place is just run like clockwork. It's, you know what you have each day. Everything's here for you. I mean, it's ready to go. As soon as you finish practice, you know, you got ice baths ready, food's ready. And it's a very professional environment. And I was thinking to myself the other day driving here, I feel like I'm in a really professional environment where I can get better, work with the guys here, and it makes life a lot easier when you've got all that behind you, knowing you can just go out there and do your job when everything else is in place. Yeah.
Did you feel that way in Greece?
We'll just say no.
Can you talk us through what happened over there?
I mean, wonderful country, beautiful place. I'm sure you've heard stories of other imports come through and they tell you what other countries are like, what Greece is like, and you probably think that surely not. Well, they're true. All the stories are true. So, I mean, they operate in a slow pace, I guess. They do it in their own time, and I guess they put the club in a higher aspect than, I guess, their players and, I guess, players' welfare at times. So that's what it was like.
And can I just ask, nice to be back with Kayla as well. That would have been a pressure on the relationship playing here, there and everywhere.
Yeah, we've been doing long distance for a while now, so it wasn't as hard as what it was probably 2 years ago when I was in Belgium, but it's great to be back with her now and, I guess, kind of organise a wedding and, I guess, prepare the rest of our lives together. And it's just perfect that we both get to play the game we love, do our job that we love, and be together. So yeah, it's great. We just need to find a house to live in.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you. Cheers.